I want to share with you about starting over. I believe that there are some things that we need to start over. There's some things I need to start over. And starting over doesn't have to be a bad thing. Actually, starting over is a very good thing in some areas. And there are people who have missed it in the world, and yet they started over and they became a great success. It's time to hit the reset button. It's time to start over in 2016. And realize just because you might have failed in the past, that doesn't mean you're going to fail this time. But if you are determined to continue to hit the reset button when you fail at something, you will always be a winner. The only time you will be a failure and a loser is when you stop pushing the reset button. When you miss up, when you miss out and begin to make a mistake, or you begin to realize that you can't make the commitment that you made, you hit the reset button and start over again. Let 2016 be a year that you know in your heart that you have set apart to be good at hitting the reset button. I want to share with you about hitting a reset button concerning the area of offense. I'm going to read a couple of prophetic words concerning offense and some of the things that have been spoken about the area of offense. But there's a few people in the scriptures that we want to look at who actually had to hit the reset button. Peter was the one who spoke very firmly for the Lord, I'll die for you. Mark 14, 71, he began to curse and swear, I don't know the man. Who was he talking about? He was talking about Jesus. Peter denied that he even knew Jesus, and it seemed like he had a foul mouth on him, and he began to use it just to emphasize that he didn't know Jesus, that he wasn't like Jesus, that he wasn't like their crowd. He made a commitment, but he didn't keep it. Thomas was another one that even after Jesus was raised from the dead, he had decided that he wouldn't believe. Even all the teaching about faith that Thomas heard Jesus talk about, when other disciples seen Jesus, he said he wouldn't believe until he seen Jesus and was able to put his fingers in the holes in his hands and shove his hand in Jesus' side. Now you see, all these disciples had left Jesus. They broke their commitment to Jesus. They left him. But they went through a process of hitting the reset button. They went through a process of starting over again. They had to deal with that broken commitment, all right, but they had to go through a process of pushing the reset button and starting again to believe. Because when they took Jesus away and they nailed him to the cross and the disciples seen him die, their faith in him dwindled. It wasn't until he rose again they were able to hit the reset button. Our faith will enable us to start over again. We must be good at starting over. And we must be good at starting over when it comes to being offended or when it comes to being an offender. We have to deal with this issue in the body of Christ today. We must. Matthew 18, 7, Jesus says, woe to the world because of offenses. For offenses must come, but woe to the man by whom the offense comes. Offense is a devil's tool. Yes. It will destroy a body of believers. Yes. Offense is running rampant in much of the church body today. There are more churches that have been divided because of offense than anything else. Not through doctrine, for sure. Churches generally do not divide through doctrine. Churches generally will divide through offense taken. And God wants us to raise ourselves higher than the offense that the enemy tries to get us to take. Offense is the bait that the enemy will use to hold us in bondage. The enemy will tempt us to take an offense. And when we take the offense, we become in bondage to the enemy. We must let go of the offense in order to be able to walk into freedom again. The bait of Satan is offense. And it's time to hit the reset button. If we just say, oh no, I just let that go, as if they never said that. I just let it pass. God says, let it pass so the family can get along in a wonderful way. So the family loves one another. The family cares about one another. The family is together. Yes. And I'll tell you, that's on the Father's heart more than anything, that the family can come together.